Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that's, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand to clear the room. They were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American, they wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to go through life, son.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You know, it's so stupid. It is to take lessons.
You're despicable.
Kind of are. Joe Mancini, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE. 855-732-5563. God bless. Thanks for being with me. I really do appreciate the time that you're spending with us. Wow, look at that. On the air, in the chat room, texting and tweeting, being part of the conversation, part of the solution. You know, that's me. Hey, head up to the website. Do me a favor, will you? Sign up for the email blast. You don't like it, you can get rid of it. It's really that simple. Blow it off. But at least sign up for it. And you can always, if you don't like those, you get a text alert. Simply text TRS to 77222. TRS to 77222. Now, I hadn't talked about this earlier, but we're back at it again. you've got Jennifer Van Laar, who was being sued by Katie Hill and myself. She again is now being sued. They picked up the mantle again at the Katie Hill team and have decided to sue her, or go back at her, I should say. I would imagine I'm not that far behind. And we'll see what the judge says next week. Yes, another judge. You know, they're really good at this. You have to give them credit, right? When it comes to litigation, they've got all kinds of people on their side. They will beat their brains out with this to try to make sure that they can bury you financially. Because it's really all they got. They don't really ever have the truth on their side. It's all about twisting and turning and bending the law to get what they want to get from you. Which is, frankly, overall, they want to break you. Because if they can break you financially, they win. They perceive it as they've won. Let me put it that way. And that's just not cool. 855-REAL-JOE, as I said before, 855-732-5563. You know, be involved or get involved, get engaged, be part of the solution. You got to be part of the solution, people. That means when I give you these stories or somebody else gives you these stories, get on them. Find out about them. Right? Find out whether I'm telling you the truth or not. I mean, I want you to believe I am. Because I go out of my way not to screw it up. Doesn't mean I don't. It just means I go out of my way not to screw it up. Oh, God bless. I love when computers don't do exactly what you want them to do, but it's okay. So if you can help Jennifer Van Laar out, that would be great. She's got a GoFundMe page we'll put up later on. You heard me talk about it a little bit tonight. And I know I've told these stories on the show before, but they beg to be reintroduced, if you would. Because people really aren't paying attention to what's going on. And when you talk to some of your friends, when I talk to some of my friends, there's a lot they don't know about the racism that went on in their own party, that goes on in their own party on a regular basis. And right, how many times have you talked to a Democrat who really didn't know, doesn't know, wasn't aware that the Dems are responsible for real for the KKK. They embraced that for years. I still believe they do to a degree. Joe Biden basically says that one of the leaders of the KKK, one of the grand poobahs, was his mentor. There's a shock. Isn't it funny how the left gets away with all kinds of in-your-face racism. Not kind of sort of toned down racism, but in-your-face racism. And they get away with it. And we don't fight back because we don't want people to feel bad. You won't push back against a black person. You won't push back against an Asian person. Why? What's the problem? Truth is the truth. It doesn't matter what color you are. Right? Our gas taxes here in California are going to rise. I'll do a little bit about that in a minute. We're going to have a lot of taxes that are going to go through the roof here momentarily, soon. And I mean very soon. So, Jimmy Carter, you know, you guys hear me refer to him as along with LBJ, one of the biggest racists that the Dem Party ever had on, you know, out in front of everybody to see. Same thing with Joey B. Another racist that they get behind that they love. And I bet you in the CRT teachings, in any of this stuff for history, they never bring these people up. Or never bring up Jimmy Carter. In an article published in 1978 in the New York Times, when it actually did publish real articles. Right? They talk about how Jimmy Carter said on April 6th that the federal government should not take the initiative to change the... Ready? The ethnic purity of some urban neighborhoods or the economic homogeneity of well-to-do suburbs. This man became president of these United States. It's almost like it draws the racists to them. How the black community kept voting for him after this is just beyond me. I'm not going to use a federal government's authority deliberately to circumvent the natural inclination of people to live in ethnically homogeneous neighborhoods. Come on, let that sink in. We'll do more on that on the other side of the break. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Come on back. Got a lot more I want to talk about.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day, or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-808-5181. 800-808-5181. 800-808-5181. That's 800-808-5181.
If you feel America is facing more dangers than ever, you're right. Things are falling apart, it seems, every day. That's why you need to prepare for more of the unexpected, especially food shortages. When people panic, grocery stores run out of food fast. Would you survive without food for days, weeks, even months? The smart folks are buying emergency food now. Take a moment to shop MyPatriotSupply.com. We're America's leader in preparedness. With over a dozen years' experience, My Patriot Supply has earned over 40,000 four-star and five-star reviews. Our delicious, calorie-rich food averages 2,000 calories per day and lasts in storage up to 25 years, so it's there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com, order a kit or two, and we'll ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Don't wait for something bad to happen again. Rather, be more self-reliant and prepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who've helped people that have been injured or wronged. Have you been diagnosed with cancer? Are you one of the millions who have taken Zantac or other generic versions of this popular drug to help treat stomach issues? Then pay close attention to this message. The FDA said it detected low levels of a probable cancer-causing chemical known as NDMA in Zantac and other generic forms of this popular drug. They've banned sales and even removed it from the market. If you've been diagnosed with cancer and you've taken Zantac or a generic equivalent, call the legal helpline now. You could receive a free cash award and have your medical expenses covered. And there's no upfront cost to you. They only get paid if you win. So please call now. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. That's 800-998-7173.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
We've entered a time where sky truly is the limit and opportunity awaits. The Internet has become a platform of everyone's worldwide communications. Billionaires building businesses on platforms that didn't even exist a generation ago. But in the sea of noise, how can the voice of your business be heard? The secret is over 100 years old. Radio, 228% more effective than TV. That's 228% more effective than television. Brick and mortar and cyber businesses alike have found radio to be the most effective for building a brand and delivering customers. Learn the secrets of radio advertising by calling 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Please answer the question.
Always a pleasure to have you with me, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Get involved, get engaged, be part of the solution, please, by simply getting involved. All right, back at it. Jimmy Carter. I don't know whether to call him governor or president or whatever. What brought this back on again was also an acquaintance, not a friend, was one of these guys that was constantly on Trump for being, you know, a racist and a homophobe and a whatever. Come up with all the names you want. And he was very, would always call me a racist for supporting Trump. But whatever I said, give me a racist thing he's done. Right? What act has he committed of racism? I mean, I never could really do it. They use the same lines that you hear from the press and other places, but they never really could give you a reason why, right? So, Now we've got Jimmy Carter. And there was a picture of Jimmy Carter on a plane, and he was just so excited, because when Jimmy sat down in first class, he waited for everybody to get seated. The plane was a bit delayed, so Jimmy got up and shook everybody's hand on the plane. And he was just so excited. What a good-hearted guy. What a good... I go, yeah, okay. You guys just... You have A, selective recall. B, you have absolutely no foundations. Right? I mean, you're just so unself-aware. It's pathetic. By the way, if there's a better word for that, I'd love to use it, because I keep tripping over that one. So here you go. You have another one where Jimmy's talking about keeping white communities pure. Now, he doesn't use those words exactly. But when he was running for office, he said, if I win the presidency, I'm not going to use the federal government's authority to deliberately circumvent the natural inclination of people to live in ethnically homogeneous neighborhoods. Right? He also said to build a high-rise, very low-cost housing unit in a suburban neighborhood or other neighborhoods with relatively expensive homes. Hear what he's saying. In other words, if I'm going to build projects close to or in areas with expensive homes that white folks have worked hard for, it wouldn't be in the best interest of the people who live there. Now, can you imagine Trump making that comment? He never did, but can you imagine him? Any exclusion of family because of race or ethnic background, I would oppose very strongly and aggressively as president. But, there's the but. You know, my old pastor used to say, when you say but, you wipe out everything behind it. I suppose you could take that many ways. He said, but thank you. It's good to maintain the homogeneity of neighborhoods if they've been established that way, especially. So if white neighborhoods have been established, they need to stay white. You need to keep your black and Asian and whatever Hispanic butt out of here. That's what he's saying. Mr. Carter making his first campaign venture in Indiana, right, is repeatedly declared his support for federal and state open housing laws. So, you know, again, back in the days of the projects, they didn't work. They ended up being some of the most high crime areas there were. Where were the people saving them? Where were the people coming out and saying, wait a minute, this isn't stopped, this isn't working? They were so pretty, too, weren't they? They were brick, you know, 12-story, 15, 18-story buildings. He said, if there was a neighborhood that's homogeneous, and if a family of another ethnic group wanted to move in, I'd use my full resources of the federal government to enforce their right to do that. But he just said he wouldn't. But the emphasis on his remarks, first in an answer to a news conference question, right? He elaborated on it later on. He said, making the point, he used usually blunt language about social differences, about black intrusion and white neighborhoods. For example, he spoke of alien groups. Right? Alien groups coming into the community. In other words, outsiders coming into the community. He said it had the effects of injecting a diametrically opposite kind of family. A different kind of person into the neighborhood. My God, sweet Jesus. Can you imagine if we use those lines, those words? One of the most striking aspects during Carter's primaries, you know, during the campaign, is how he was able to spin the message and change it a tad, whether he was in the North or the South. He was playing to the audience. Just like Joey B. did, just like, you know, Hillary Clinton did. Right? I mean, at the time, the white community as a whole felt like the government had already been doing too much for minorities. I mean, this was a time when, as a minority in this country, you were given every shake, every leg up you could get. I mean, I was in that day. There were jobs I couldn't get that I was well qualified for, that I applied for, but they had to have a higher percentage of blacks as opposed to whites. That was before they even decided to throw women into the mix. But Jimmy wasn't having it. Well, depending on where he was, he was. Depending on where he was, he wasn't. Oh, God. Again, in another interview he gave on New York Radio, he said, I have nothing against a community that's made up of people who are Polish or Czech or French-Canadian or even blacks. Wow. Who are trying to maintain the ethnic purity of their neighborhoods. This is the natural inclination on the part of people. He said, I made the statement in Milwaukee where there had been over a period of 100 or 150 years a compatibility among neighborhoods. For the churches, the private clubs, the newspapers, the restaurants, all designed to accommodate members of a particular ethnic group. That wouldn't fly today. Right there and then we get you, the Department of Justice would show up at your front door. Right? Ask later in a northern ethnic neighborhood. Or, I'm sorry, if a northern ethnic neighborhood had been preserved freely, he said, well, I can't tell you that. In Indianapolis, he said, I would never, though, condone any sort of discrimination against, say, a black family or any other family from moving into a neighborhood. But I don't think government ought to deliberately to try to break down an ethnically oriented community. I mean, he's all over the place. But just the mere fact that most of his comments is against the black community. And nobody's handling it. We'll come back, we're going to talk about him not wanting to build a black high school, or high school for blacks, on the same side of the street as a white high school. But that's forgiven. I don't know when we're going to pull down Jimmy's statues. Joe Mancini, your host, will be back in a minute. Don't go far.
My doctor prescribed me Viagra. It wasn't covered by my insurance, so it was costing me like $65 a pill. That's expensive.
Over 20 million guys like us use Viagra. Over a certain age, we just need it. I found a way to pay less than $3 a pill and get virtually the same effect of the $65 pill. I heard an ad just like this on the radio called, and for $99, I got 40 generic versions of the $65 pill. Save yourself money and call right now. And get over 40 pills for $99. There's no embarrassment here to use Viagra. If we're over 50, we need it, but not at high prices. Call now with your credit card and get the 40 pill special for just $99.
800-814-5188. 800-814-5188. 800-814-5188. That's 800-814-5188.
Join me, George Norrie, for Contact in the Desert Worldwide Virtual UFO Conference, June 25th to the 28th. Contact in the Desert will be an epic weekend of exploration into UFOs, ancient alien civilizations, consciousness, AI, crop circles, and cutting-edge science. More than 130 presentations, 67 speakers, and 2 extra weeks to view our extraordinary lineup. Get your tickets today at contactinthedesert.com. It's time to make contact. Contactinthedesert.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
A potential tropical storm is heading for the Gulf Coast. The storm system is slowly making its way toward coastal Louisiana and Mississippi. It's expected to make landfall potentially as a tropical cyclone. Watches and warnings are going out all over the Gulf Coast.
Tropical storm force winds could impact that area within 36 hours, so that's why we have tropical storm warnings up now along portions of the northern Gulf coastline.
Dennis Falcon at the National Hurricane Center. Aside from the heavy wind there will also be rainfall in some areas. Louisiana, and Mississippi is already prone to flooding. They're also expecting a storm surge. If the cyclone reaches tropical strength, it will be named Claudette. In the West, there's been record heat, with record high temperatures set in Arizona, Nevada, and California. This is USA Radio News.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Excuse me while I whip this out.
Feel the rhythm now. We shall be playing together, you and me. All night, holding hands and moving on. We shall be playing together.
We are back.
Come on, baby.
Come see your host. This is the Real Side of GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5562. We're talking about the forgiveness of the left on their own. I mean, look at what they want to do with so many, still, so many statues, changing names, changing terminologies. Really, totally breaking down and undoing the fabric of America. Right? I mean, stupid things. Like still wanting to call, what it was, a birthing person? Because you can't call them birthing humans. So will there be a renaming of, you know, Jimmy Carter schools, Jimmy Carter Boulevard, you know, Jimmy Carter statues, breaking them down, doing whatever? Will we be there? Carter, in 1956. Which they've forgiven him for already, was involved in a resolution offered by Jimmy Carter while he offered up a resolution while he was a member of his county school board. And the American Civil Liberties Union was actually after him for part, they seem to have forgotten that though, as part of its effort to bolster an argument that there's been a historical pattern of racial discrimination by public officials in that particular county. So they're going after an area that he lives in, he was part of making the foundation for. Now, the resolution drafted offered to the Sumter County Board of Education, Carter urged a change in the location of a new colored elementary school. Look, they call it a colored elementary school. Now, listen, I understand that was the verbiage for the day. I understand that was somewhat acceptable today. Doesn't mean it's acceptable today. Got it? Right? But he wanted to change the location of a colored elementary school in order to avoid a possibility that Negro and white children will be walking to and from school together. We can't have that. The resolution is contained in the Card's minutes for September 24, 1956. The minutes have been filed as evidence in an anti-discrimination suit seeking reapportionment. Are we understanding what he did here? What he said? Basically, we don't want them white kids bumping into them black kids. We don't want to have to put the white kids through walking on the same side of the street as the black kids. The story goes on to say it's the contention of the ACLU that black vote in Sumter County is so diluted by at-large methods or electing public officials, that black voters are effectively disenfranchised. In cases of this sort, the civil liberties organization, aligned with the court, they attempt to show that such dilution, it flows from a pattern of what the government does. The government puts these obstacles in the way to slow down blacks from voting. Look, it was the Democrats. This was constant that the Democrats were trying to keep the blacks from voting. And now they're trying to put it on us. They're trying to say it was us. I like that, by the way. Mr. Peanut Boulevard. That would be great. The case is set for the pretrial hearing. This is back then. And a federal district court for the Middle District of Georgia was taking it up. Now, when you read the minutes, they disclose that a contingent of citizens from two Sumter County counties came in. Right? They met with the board. They expressed a desire to have the school site of a new colored elementary school that is to be located between two streets changed. The citizens felt the school would be too close to the white school. That's according to the minutes. Those are what were taken. And that problems might arise as the children, both colored and white, would have to travel the same street and the roads in order to reach their respective schools, which were racially segregated at the time. I don't even know how that happened. Oh, dear. God bless. But the concern was what? They were going to bump into each other? The other one would turn black? The other one might steal white? I don't understand. You keep reading down the minutes, it says, after a lengthy discussion of the school site, a motion was made by Jimmy Cotta, seconded by another person on the board, to adopt the following resolution, sent a copy to the building authority and the State Department holding up the construction of this project. It was called the Leslie DeSoto Elementary Negro School. Because they need to find a new site for it. We can't have this in our community. Now, he never talked about it. Never when he became president, when he was constantly asked about it. Never happened today by the press. Press wouldn't think about asking questions like that. Sweet Jesus. But whenever he asked questions or questions were directed at it, his press secretary, Jody Powell, wouldn't allow him to answer or wouldn't answer questions himself. So it's an old story. Not a big deal. Wow. Jimmy could have come out and simply said, hey, look, that was the old Carter. That was the day. I'm sorry about that. That's not something I should have done. But he didn't. The article was actually printed or reprinted on March 25th, 1976, when he was running for president. They figured it would help our other Democrats. Isn't that funny? The Democrats brought this up against them because they saw it being so terrible. The article quoted and identified Carter, press secretary, as saying, given the tenor of the times, the Sumter County would only hope that you not judge Jimmy by absolute standards, but by the fact that he was several steps ahead of what was going on. Whoa. No. The part of that you have to focus on? Giving the tenor of the times. This is the New York Times writing this, basically saying, listen, because of the way the times were, he should get a pass. The 1956 resolution offered by Mr. Carter, adopted by the board, read as follows. Whereas the white citizens of the Leslie and DeSoto communities appeared before us this day and voiced their objections to the site for the location of the Negro school, pointing out the fact that Negro and white children would be walking to and from the school together, and begging of the Sumter County Board of Education that a new site be considered before construction begins. Right? The Board of Education is anxious not to locate the Negro school building in the wrong place. Well, the only thing that they have, the wrong place being, is too close to white kids. I guess my point here with all of this, and me pushing this and reading through this, that the board requested that the State Board of Education, the State Building Authority, hold up the construction, stop it, until they figure out where to put it where it'll be safe for everybody. Right? I mean, Jimmy himself said, wasn't it a matter of Jimmy just not feeling that this was the right thing to do? I don't even know why. Because it would cause too much problem in the community? I don't know. It wasn't any of that. It was that he actually believed that white kids and black kids shouldn't be walking together. At another meeting on October 6th, the board members agreed that a site change would not be practical because of the staggering costs involved in the delay. The minister disclosed that this board assured the people from Leslie DeSoto that it would do everything in its power to minimize simultaneous traffic between white and colored students. There you go. There's the fix. We'll just stagger the day so the white and black kids don't see each other going back and forth. Because we don't want to get too friendly now, do we? The end of the minute say that on a motion from Jimmy Carter, seconded by Howard Logan, the resolution adopted at the meeting calling for delaying construction of the building was rescinded. When he became president of the school board, he was elected to the Sumter County School Board and then to state senate. And what if he tried to change any of that? Right? I'm just curious. Did you guys know that he wrote an autobiography the year he ran for president? Sound familiar? Like these guys get this thing figured out and figure out how they're going to do it. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-723-5563. Mr. Carter recalled that as one of a few white youngsters in the middle of a little town of Archery, Georgia, his hometown, all of his playmates were black. We hunted, he wrote. We fished, we explored, we worked, we slept together. But other aspects of life were segregated. Think about that. We'll be back in a few minutes. Joe Mazzini, your host. Don't go far. A lot more coming up.
Yes, the pandemic is coming to an end. Restrictions are coming to an end. But body aches and pains never seem to end. That's why you need to click sunny-bay.com for the best sleep you can get. Sunny Bay's legendary products can help, like our lavender stress-reducing products, locally sourced and handmade in the USA. Or try Sunny Bay's award-winning pillows for traveling or extra neck support while sleeping. No need for pills or expensive chiropractic visits. Our neck support pillows are that good. Sunny Bay is a homegrown small business, but our products are designed and rigorously tested based on your demand and feedback, and they make great gifts for mom, dad, or anyone. Find Sunny Bay products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, or at sunny-bay.com. And right now, get free heat patches and a belt with any purchase. So remember, Sunny Bay heating pads, neck pillows, and stress-relieving hot or cold wraps. As restrictions come to an end and you get back to work, do it the healthy way with Sunny Bay.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance.
As life in America looks to return to normal, how can you succeed in a new stock market? With the tech dip, volatility with interest rates, and fear around the yield curve, it's virtually impossible to guess what will happen next. With Vantage Point, you don't have to. Text the word money to 813-813 to find out how our technology can forecast market trends up to 3 days in advance with incredible accuracy. Text money to 813-813 to find explosive moves before they happen. Vantage Point's patented artificial intelligence can give you a massive edge. Text the word money to 813-813. Start predicting trends 72 hours in advance and maximize your gains. Text money to 813-813. Experience Vantage Point for free. Learn how successful traders generate their wealth. Don't wait. Text the word money to 813-813.
Go to VantagePointSoftware.com for terms, conditions, and privacy policy.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano colloidal silver from AmeriCare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. AmeriCare's nano colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system.
colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, AmeriCare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase Nano Colloidal Silver now at ImmuneSupportNow.com. That's ImmuneSupportNow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally, and it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855, Real Joe, 855-732-5562. Let's get back at it. Listen, head up to the website, realside.com. You can watch live, listen live, take the poll. Lots going on out there. Lots happening. You can sign up for the weekly email blast. That would be great. You know, go to the vendors that are there on site. There's a whole bunch of stuff you can do to get involved and get engaged. All right, let's hit it. We're talking about Jimmy Carter. And what truly what a racist he was. I mean, outspoken, out there, in your face, racist. So let me finish this up real quick, because on his tenure on the school board, he wrote in his autobiography, it seemed hard to believe now, but I was actually a member of the county school board for several months before it dawned on me that white children rode buses to their school and black students still walked. I don't believe any black parents or teachers ever pointed out this quite obvious difference. Of course, I presume the perceived threat of integration made us the white citizens. I began to question the equal in order to preserve the separate. Right, that's why he wouldn't build a school or didn't want to build a black populated school on the same side of the street where white kids were. Does that make sense to all of you? Don't you know these things? God bless. You can't make this stuff up. Gavin Newsom. We talked about this earlier, right? Killing the power. We're going to have, you know, we have excessive heat warnings is what they call them. It means the temperature for days not going to be let up easily. It's going to be well over 100 degrees. And so he's decided that they're going to ration power here in North Venezuela. But that's not where it stops. On top of all of this, because some people will have to, you know, they got emergencies and, you know, hospitals will have, they're going to have to use gasoline generators. He hasn't said anything, but our taxes, our gas taxes are rising in July 1st. They will be the highest by far across the country. I just paid $4.85 a gallon for gasoline. It's just getting crazy. Now, California has already paid the highest gas taxes in the nation. The new hike adds another little over half a cent to the existing state tax. You ready for this one? That means that in California, we pay over 51 cents a gallon in taxes. Right? And here's the thing about this. Think about something. We have some of the most restrictive fuel in the country. In other words, our legislators put such pressure on the gas people here that they can only sell gas that meets certain requirements. And that's why it goes up in the summertime. Because there are additives that they're forced to put in the fuel. So it costs more to make to refine the gas. It costs more to make the fuel here. And then on top of that, when they charge you more, what happens? Anybody? Any of you mathematical brain surgeons? That's right. So the tax level goes up per gallon, doesn't it? According to the article, it's 21 cents higher than it is anywhere else in California. By the way, this is another article written by Gwen Sims, Gwendolyn Sims, the one we had on the show the other night. After a week of cringy appearances, he was touting that COVID-19 vaccine, right? And he's relaxing his stay-at-home order for the moment, but he's let us know, the Fuhrer has let us know that he can kick that in anytime he wants to. So don't get too comfortable or stupid. It's kind of what he was alluding to. If you got too comfortable with it, you'd probably get too stupid. You would blow it again. His words, not mine. So, and on top of all of that, the thing I love, right? On top of all of that, he's out there pushing the $1.5 million lottery winners, 10 winners who got the vaccine. You know, registered themselves and got the vaccine. He kind of played Mr. Lotto Man and gave $1.5 million to each one of them. But here's the thing about it. What he says in his comments, it's great to be a politician and just be able to give out money. Well, it's our money. It's tax money. And that's not the job of the politician. Your job is to give out money. See, our founding fathers knew this was going to happen. The reason they only gave the vote to landowners. People are funny. They go, that's because they were all white guys, only want the white guys to benefit. No. The reason they only had the vote of the landowners in the beginning is because the landowners had a stake in keeping everything, you know, not status quo, but in an even flow, if you would. Right? Because they knew, again, they had property to protect. They had lives to protect. Some of them had livestock. Some of them had apartments/houses that they were renting out. There's all kinds of things done with real estate back then. So once you allowed non-property owners to vote, but what do I care? This is the short-sightedness. What do I care if you raise property taxes? I don't own any property. Sure, get more money. If it means I'm going to get more services... Now we're actually going to have trash pickup in the street. Okay, good. They can pay more services for that, more in taxes. What they don't realize, though, is what happens is at some point in time, that profit margin that your landlord needs to make to be able to, you know, do maintenance and update equipment and fix the place up, he's not going to have it anymore because you keep raising his taxes. So what do they start doing? They start raising your rent. got to cover for it. You got to make up for the chasm. Then major cities sat back, you know, mayors of major cities sat back and said, how do we punish these people for raising their rent? I know. We'll put in rent control. Think about it. Wow. They're going to tell you what to do. I mean, the government here in California is out of control. They're already a fascist government. Already, they tell you what you can charge, how you can charge, who you throw out, who you keep. I'm serious. That's exactly what's happening right now. Several California legislators have had enough. Senate Minority Leader Scott Wilk, who's been on the show also out of California, he told PJ Media the governor is investing in himself rather than California by parading around the state like a game show host, passing out billions of taxpayer dollars. Not his, is it? Would you love to know what he's spent in taxes to this point? Really? California gas overall, if you think the whole nation, is about a buck and a quarter higher than it is anywhere else. Come on. So we've got a high cost of living. They want to change the property taxes on the homes. We have a relatively low property tax. They want to change those taxes for the house. So they want more taxes. Do you remember, he's in a surplus. What's he need more taxes for? Well, the surplus came from the feds. It didn't come from tax revenue. Right? It's just amazing. In the spring of 2017, legislators in Sacramento, they passed this deceptively named, I love how they do this all the time, named Road Repair and Accountability Act. Now, the act was meant to address the lack of funding for the state's transportation infrastructure. Right? Instead, it became a slush fund. There was a boatload of money in there. Now, this is the dumbest comment I've ever heard. Much to the Republicans' dismay, Democrat lawmakers inserted language into that law that left them free to increase the gas tax each year without taxpayer approval. Did you hear me? So this is why I say they can't be trusted. They knew or thought that they weren't going to be able to hold on to the Senate and the Assembly in California. So they sneak these terms in, knowing they're going to, you know, believing at the time they got enough power to get them in. In California, they need 2/3 of the government to approve a tax hike. That simple. Anyway, the best part is there's no guarantee that the revenue will go to roads and bridges. In fact, SB1 became law. Democrats allocated right after it became law 30% of the tax revenue to non-road projects. Wasn't that great? In 2018, the fed-up Republicans, they led an effort to repeal it. But Democrats ran ethnically questionable coordinated campaign. California has narrowly voted down the proposition with a 55% majority vote to keep the gas tax in place. And it was because of the way they laid it out there. The way they worded the bill, what they said was in the bill, it's just crazy. So now here we are from, 18 to 21. We have an increase pretty much every year. We've had increase after increase, and that's why we're paying the highest amount of dollars. It'll never stop. No, seriously, if you're in California and you're not willing to really fight, go to war to get rid of these people in Sacramento, then hang it up. Joe Mazzini, your host. God bless. Thanks for being with us. Always appreciate your time with me and your patience when things go sideways. And God bless. Have a great rest of the week. Great rest of the day. Don't do anything stupid. I want you back here with me next week.